Henry Voss, Vice President of Performers for the Peace Regional Air Show that's coming up at the end of this month, is on the line. And Henry, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us. The Peace Regional Air Show is coming. It's just a few days away. How are things coming along in preparation for the air show?
Oh, they're coming along really well. We've got a bunch of different performers coming. Our highlight act is going to be the Canadian Forces Snowbirds. They are always incredible to watch, absolutely incredible to watch, and we're pleased to have them. Some people will ask, why are you having a show on Wednesday? And we're having a show on Wednesday because the Snowbirds could come to Peace River on Wednesday, July 31st, the 100th anniversary of the town of Peace River, and that's the day they could come, so that's the day we have an air show.
Yes, I was going to ask you there, Henry, the bringing of the Snowbirds, coordinating, I guess, as you say, with the 100th anniversary of the town of Peace River, how big is that?
Well, I think it's a big deal. You know, if you think back of the history of aviation and the town of Peace River, it's very significant. This whole North Country expanded rapidly when aviation became a normal part of transportation. And you think back to the days when Wap May flew the diphtheria vaccine up to Fort Vermilion to save a bunch of people that were coming down with diphtheria. That's close to 100 years ago and a very important time in Canadian history, the Peace Country history. So air shows are just an extension of showing people the technology and how the industry has improved. So we've got a great lineup coming.
With this big lineup coming, you've got two sides to the air show. You've got the performance side and you've got what you refer to as the static side. We'll start with the performance sides, and you've got many performers coming, do you not? Besides the Snowbirds?
Yes, we do. We have Yellow Thunder, which is a two-place team of Harbords. These were World War II training aircraft. These two brothers fly these, called Yellow Thunder. We have also Kent Peach coming. Kent flies an Interstate Cadet. It's an old aircraft, tail dragger, and he does some absolutely incredible things with this aircraft, including landing on top of a moving vehicle. He's also got a couple of other acts that are quite interesting. We have Jackie Warda coming all the way from Georgia.
Wow.
United States. And she flies an extra 300. This is a similar aircraft to what they fly in the Red Bull races. Great performance. We have Brent Handy coming back. Brent used to fly with the Snowbirds and now flying a Pitt Special, and he's flying that in tandem with another performer doing a two-place performance as well. So those are a couple of them. We've got Skybolt coming. We've got also a couple of Nanchang aircraft. That's a Chinese aircraft. Anyways, we've got a number of performers that people will be pleased with the air shows that they put on.
You've also got the static side, or what you refer to as the static side.
Yes, we're really fortunate this year. We've got the new CanWest air ambulance that's going to be on display. We have the RCMP helicopter coming. We have the STARS helicopter coming, so people can check out what those new aircraft look like in the healthcare side of this remote country, as some would call it, to other places more populous. So we've got those coming. We've got a couple of World War II aircraft. We have a Thunderbolt and a Kitty Hawk coming. I'll let people look those two up, but they're World War II aircraft, quite incredible performers coming for static display. So those are some of the things people will have a chance to look at on the ground. They won't be flying. They'll be parked, and people can look inside and see what they're all about.
How has the interest been in the air show over the past couple of years, or the past few years, I guess, both in the sky and on the ground?
Well, we don't run an air show every year, so we've decided that when we can get a major act like the Snowbirds to come, we'll put on an air show. And in the past, we've had very, very good attendance. Peace River is incredibly welcoming to these performers, or the surrounding communities, even La Crete, High Prairie, and even far over as Grand Prairie, people will come to the air show. It's a great event. It's a great afternoon for kids of all ages, young and old, to see and dream about the flight of an aircraft.
Henry, how much are you looking forward to it?
Well, as you can imagine, it's been a lot of fun putting this together. I've had a chance to talk to a lot of these performers, put in place the details that we need, and I'm really looking forward to the day of the event. It'll be lots of activity, of course, for the organizing committee. We're still looking for a few volunteers to help out. If anybody's interested in helping at an air show, we'd love to have them sign up as a volunteer on the website. And we're going to put on a great performance for the whole area.
What is that website?
It's peaceregionalairshow.com.
Perfect. And they could sign up there if they wish to volunteer.
Yeah, there's a volunteer tab. Just click the button, and you have a choice of a number of areas that you could work in. And with more people, the more hands we have, the lighter the work. So that'd be great. But it's going to be a great performance.
Henry, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for the call, Keith, and keep up the good work. We'll see everybody middle of next week, Wednesday.